What are the things that are letting me down? Where are the areas? Where are my gaps that I need to work on? It is not beating yourself up or making yourself feel like a failure. It is pausing, reflecting, and thinking, okay, how can I improve? What value could I bring to this organization? And what is the one thing that I can add in to this cover letter or to my resume that would really help me personally stand out? A word of advice to women, if you do not meet 100% of the job brief, you need to still apply for that job. If you are getting a lot of interviews, but those interviews aren't converting into job offers, this is the episode for you. My name is Georgie Hubbard and I am the co-founder of Sisterhood Club, and I want to give you today 5 strategies and things to think about to make sure that you're going from interview to offer. So let's get stuck in. The first thing I want to say is going for an interview is nerve-wracking. It can definitely spark feelings of insecurity, nerves, uncertainty. So the first thing that you want to do if you get the interview is make sure you go in nice and prepared. Honestly, this is probably the biggest thing that lets so many people down, is that they go into the interview, they haven't researched the company, they haven't looked at the company values, they haven't gone onto the website, they haven't looked at online to see if the companies have got any articles or anything that, any initiatives that the company have been working on at that point in time. And this is a big, big mistake. And let's be honest, we've all done it. We've rocked up to do something completely unprepared, and it instantly we feel nervous, we don't feel confident, and it really doesn't go the way that we want it to go. So that would be my first piece of advice. If you are not converting your interviews into offers, ask yourself the key question, am I going into these interviews as prepared as what I could be? And make sure if the answer is no, that you change that. You do take the time to go in prepared. The second piece that I would say is having self-awareness is such an important skill to build up, and especially when you are interviewing. It's really important to do some self-reflection. If you are going to interviews and you don't feel like you are really presenting yourself in the best light, don't be self-critical, don't beat yourself up, but really think to yourself, okay, what could I be doing better? What are the things that are letting me down? Where are the areas? Where are my gaps that I need to work on? It is not beating yourself up or making yourself feel like a failure. It is pausing, reflecting, and thinking, okay, how can I improve? What is my body language like? How am I walking into the interview? Remember, you have got literally less than 30 seconds to make a good first impression. Make it count. Go in with a good smile, open body language, introduce yourself with confidence, go in for the handshake, and make sure that you feel like you are good enough to be there. You are. You've got the interview. That person has seen something in your resume or in your skill set, and they want to bring you in to have a conversation. This is your opportunity to sell yourself. So think about your body language. Make sure you go prepared, and honestly, go in and sell yourself. Own it. And if you aren't doing that, and if you're not feeling like you're coming out of the interview feeling like you've really done a good job, then don't beat yourself up. But please take a moment to pause and reflect and ask yourself, what could I do better? Because if you're not aware of something, you're never going to change it. Self-awareness is absolutely key if you are not converting interviews into offers. The second piece of advice that I would say is so important is ask for feedback. If you're getting job interviews from recruiters or you're just going direct, please don't be afraid to send an email, make the call, and ask them, look, I'm really curious. Can I ask, like, why wasn't I right for the role? Why wasn't I the person chosen for this job? And don't take the feedback personally. Use it as an opportunity to get better. Use it as an opportunity to learn, to grow, and then apply it. So if somebody says to you, look, Georgie, you did a great interview, but, you know, we just weren't sure that you have the right skills for the job. Okay, so if that's the case and you think to yourself, I absolutely do have the right skills for the job, what have you not said? How could you sell yourself better next time? Before you go into the interview, could you be reading through the job spec and really making sure that you're going in and you're going to be addressing those key points in the interview? And it's honestly just like a tick box exercise for a lot of the people who are interviewing you. Has she or he got that skill? Yep. Have they got that skill? Yep. So speak to the things that are in the job brief. Before you go in, read it, familiarize yourself with it. So you go in ready to basically put yourself in the position to say, I am the right person for this role because I meet X amount of skills that you require and you said that you needed in your job brief. Now, word of advice to women, if you do not meet 100% of the job brief, you need to still apply for that job. Hiring managers use the job briefs as a bit of a wish list. Nobody ever meets 100% of the requirements needed for the role. And if they did, they would be overqualified for the job, get bored within 6 months and end up leaving. So as long as you hit 60% of those requirements, sometimes even less, but you know that you've got some transferable skills, still apply, still go in with the confidence, the belief that you are the right person for the role. So second piece of advice, seek feedback. Don't take it personally. Use it as an opportunity to learn and grow and be better next time. The third piece, the first strategy that I would say is expand your job search. If you're not getting the volume of interviews that are needed to get an offer, make sure that you are expanding it. Make sure that you're looking at multiple different industry, multiple different jobs. You know, don't just go after one segment or send two CVs or apply for three jobs. Sometimes you really need to think about, okay, what other industries could I explore? What other opportunities are out there that could be a really good fit for my skills? So make sure you're sending enough resumes out there in the first place to get the interview. The other piece of advice that I would just tie into that as well is aim to customize your resume for each job that you are applying for. That can honestly shorten the amount of CVs that you need to send. As somebody who has got 10 years in recruitment and has worked with a lot of hiring managers and a lot of HR professionals, the biggest mistake I see people make is literally just spray and pray, and literally pray to get the interview. Take the extra bit of time required to just put in that little bit more effort to mention something about the company or pull out a skill in the job spec and say, I believe I'm the right person for this job because of this, or I have this skill set and in my current position I'm currently doing XYZ. Make sure that you are just taking that little bit of extra time to really think through, what value could I bring to this organization? And what is the one thing that I can add in to this cover letter or to my resume that would really help me personally stand out? So when you are looking for jobs, make sure that you are reaching out to enough companies and you are applying for enough jobs. And when you're applying for those jobs, you're customizing your resume for each of those positions. The fourth piece that I would say, if you are not getting the job offer, but you are getting lots of interviews, is make sure that you are building up your network. You are constantly, you know, connecting to people. You are getting referrals, getting recommendations. If you know somebody in an organization, reach out to them and say, hey, Bob, I've noticed that your organization, your company is hiring. I'm actually looking for a role right now. Do you think there could be an opportunity for me in the business? Recommendations and referrals are so powerful. If you can get somebody to vouch for you in the business, gold. You are far more likely to get a foot in the door if somebody can introduce you rather than you just sending a cold email or applying for that job. So have a look at the company. And if you've got a strong enough network, you probably know people in the organization already. So get them to vouch for you. Another thing to keep in mind is that a lot of companies will pay for referrals. So the staff and the employees are actually incentivized to find talent as well, because typically good people know good people. So make sure you're reaching out to your network. In fact, go and do that first. Have a look at the companies that are hiring, have a look at those people that you're connected to, and reach out to them and see if they can get you an introduction or a foot in the door to HR. And finally, if you're somebody at the beginning of your career, do not underestimate the power of your network. Always be connecting to people, always be connecting to recruiters, HR managers, you know, maybe having a wish list of companies that you'd love to work for, and making sure that you are just connecting to the employees in that organization, engaging with their content, commenting on their post, just being seen. That is absolutely key. The other thing I would say when it comes to networking is take the time to build up your own brand. If you are a brand, if you are somebody that is constantly putting yourself out there or providing value to the industry, you are far more likely to get an interview and, guess what, an offer. So network is absolutely key. If you know somebody in the business, reach out to them first, get them to vouch for you. Amazing way to get your foot into the door. And finally, if you are going to lots of interviews right now and you're just not getting the offer, please do not beat yourself up. Try and maintain a positive attitude, because if you get yourself into that state of negativity, lack of self-belief, that is going to filter out into the world around you. When you're going into the interviews, you're going to be already coming from that defeated mindset of, why am I even bothering to be here? They're never going to hire me. And it's those voices, those automatic negative thoughts that are not going to be helpful in making sure that we get that job offer. So if you are getting rejected, if you are not getting the offer that you're going to lots of interviews, make sure that you are not taking it personally, but using it as an opportunity to grow. There is a reason why you're not getting the offer. Self-reflection is absolutely key. Where are my gaps? Seek feedback. Where could I be better? Building up your network or reaching out to your first connections on LinkedIn and maintaining a positive mindset. How do you do that? Well, the first thing that I like to do every single morning is connect to a future that I want to create. I do that through a 30-minute meditation. I close my eyes, I visualize how I want my day to go, I visualize how I want my future to look. And it is such a powerful exercise every single day to wake up and feel like I am in the driver's seat of my own life. I am the creator of my life, not the victim of my life. And when we are going through times where we're being challenged and we are being rejected, it's really, really easy to fall into that trap and those negative thought patterns. You need to identify them, stop them, and swap them for a more positive thought that you want to think, a more empowered thought. It's not having toxic positivity and slapping a band-aid on it and saying, my life is great, I'm so grateful for everything. You need self-awareness. You need to be working on the areas that you need to get better on. But beating yourself up and having that defeated victim mindset is not going to get you anywhere. And it's certainly not going to get you a job offer, because people want to work with positive people. They don't want to work with energy drainers, negative auras. They want to work with people who are going to bring something to the culture, add something to the culture. I'm a big believer in culture add, not culture fit. So when you go into an interview, make sure you're going in and you are putting that smile on your face. You're going in with that positive attitude, regardless of how many rejections you've had. And I know that's not easy, but it is so important, because if you go in with your shoulders slumped over, not believing in yourself, guess what? Neither is the hiring manager or the HR manager or the recruiter, whoever is interviewing you. So do something in the morning to set yourself up for success. For me, it's meditation, it's movement, it's journaling. Figure out what that thing is for you. It's really easy when you're out of work to get into bad habits, to wake up, check your phone, watch the news. instantly you are consuming all of that negativity. The world's going into chaos. I'm never going to get a job. We're in a recession. Unemployment's on the rise. Guess what? That's going to be your thought all day. Then you're going to literally not take action. And it's a vicious spiral from there. So be very aware when you are looking for jobs, if you're not getting the interview, but you're getting if you're not getting the offer, but you're getting multiple interviews, that you are feeding your mind with the right information and you're making sure that you are putting good things into your head, not bad things into your head, because that is going to have a knock-on effect when it comes to your interviews, and then that's going to impact whether or not you have the offer. So I really hope that this has been beneficial. And final point, I would say, if you are looking for a job right now, do not give up. There are opportunities out there. Use it as an opportunity to learn, to grow, to build up your skill set, and see it as, you know, a learning opportunity to get better. Hope this helps, and we will be doing lots more solo casts on the Sisterhood Club Pass to really make sure that you are set up for success in life and career. Have a good day, and I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoy these episodes, the number one thing you can do to help us grow and keep spreading our mission and message is to hit the subscribe button. And if you have time, give us a quick rating. Appreciate each and every one of you who tune in every week. And we look forward to bringing you many more episodes this year. Take care.